Hey, Ross, it's you. I just want you to remember this feeling. You are lucky to be alive, so live every day to the fullest. Love yourself, okay? Okay. Oh, I'll also get stamps. Bye.
Wow. Play that message for Emily and this whole problem goes away.
Right?
Hey, anybody want to meet a hero?
John Glenn is here?
No, Joey.
Joey's never been in outer space.
Phoebes, we had the most incredible night. Okay, so we're in the car.
Wait, hold on. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're in the car, right? And bang, a shot was fired. And Joey, with no regard for his own safety, throws himself on me.
My God, Joey.
It was a car backfire.
Yeah, but he didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And it could have just as easily have been a bullet.
Hey, Joe, you ever think about joining the force? We could use a guy like you.
Who jumps at loud noises.
Wow. I could have died tonight.
Yeah, if the car that backfired had run over you.
You know what? I'm going to go home before Ross starts rambling about his newfound respect for life.
I do have a newfound respect for life.
Oh, my God.
Ross, I could have told you weren't going to die today.
Well, you know when I'm going to die?
Sweetheart, you want to get some dinner?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh,
you know what? If I heard a shot right now, I'd throw my body on you.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you and I should take a walk in a bad neighborhood.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Cut it out, Ross. I'd hate to have to save your life and kick your ass on the same day.
Dude. How come he took off? Huh? Just going for a walk. Around the living room, whatever.
Something wrong?
No. No, I'm just tired. You know, from the walk.
Ben?
You dove in front of Ross. Ross!
That's what this is about. Oh, my God. You hate Ross.
Ross?
Of course you do. I saved him. You're mad at me. It all adds up. You want Ross out of the picture.
What picture?
I don't know, but I don't like what I'm hearing.
I'm very glad that you saved Ross from the car backfire, but it could have been a bullet, and you didn't try to save me.
Oh. You're upset because you think I chose Ross over you. No, I knew you could take care of yourself. You know, I mean, Ross, he needs help. He's not street like us.
What it comes down to is you would risk your life for Ross before you would for me. That's the bottom line.
Well, no, not exactly. All right, look, I wasn't trying to save Ross. Okay? My sandwich was next to Ross. All right? I was trying to save my sandwich.
From a bullet.
I know it doesn't make much sense.
Much sense?
Look, Chandler, it was instinct, okay? I just went for it.
So you risked your life for a sandwich.
I know it sounds crazy, but Chandler, this is the greatest sandwich in the world.
So you didn't choose Ross before me?
No. I would never do that. You're like my brother.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, to prove how much you mean to me... Here.
Thanks.
Oh, easy. It's not a hot dog. How good is that?
Oh, wow.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, oh, dude, what are you doing?
I thought you were showing me how much I mean to you.
Yeah, with a bite.
please.
What are you doing here?
Hey, you know what? You are in our apartment all the time, okay? This is just a drop in the bucket, mister.
You know, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you're here. You're my friend, and you're here.
Okay, just a little scared. What's going on, Ross?
The most amazing thing happened tonight. I thought my number was up. I had an actual near-death experience.
What happened?
Okay. We were on the ride-along with Gary, right?
What?
And somebody took a shot at me.
Wow, really?
No, a car backfired, but... I thought somebody was taking a shot at me. And Rach, I survived. And I was filled with this great respect for life, you know? I want to experience every moment. I want to seize every opportunity. I am seeing everything so, so clearly now.
Because a car backfired?
Okay, why are you here?
I don't know how this fits into your whole seizing thing, but Emily called you today.
You talked to her?
No, she left a message. But it kind of got erased. I mean, there's just something wrong with your machine.
What did she say?
Well, something about having second thoughts about the wedding, and did you guys make a mistake breaking up, and she wants you to call her.
Wow.
Now, that was a good thing that I told you, right?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Okay, thank you, because... All right, I'm going to just go tell Monica that I was right. Because you know what? She didn't want... Not important. Point is, I was right. Your decision. Okay? I was right. Your decision.
Right. Yeah, I guess I should call Emily.
Okay, no, it's not the right decision. That's not that. No, Ross, come on. I mean, that woman made you miserable. Okay, Ross, I mean, do you really want to get back into that?
Okay, look, yesterday I wouldn't have even considered calling her back, but my ex-wife calls on the same day I have a near-death experience. Oh. I mean, that's got to mean something, right?
Ross, that was not a near-death experience. That was barely an experience.
You weren't there. Okay, maybe this is something that I'm supposed to seize, you know?
Okay, you know what? Maybe this is not about seizing stuff. Maybe this is about escaping stuff.
Huh.
Okay, I mean, look at today. I mean, you escaped death. You know, and maybe this is a chance for you to escape getting back together with Emily.
That does make sense. Because I do want to seize some opportunity, uh-huh. But I really don't want to see or talk to her.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, maybe today's just close call day.
Oh, close call.
Hey, thanks, Ray.
Oh, honey, no problem. Okay.
Oh, wait. The message is blinking. I maybe you didn't erase it.
Oh?
Hey, Ross, it's you.
Oh, get you. No, that's an old message. Nobody needs to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, Was Monica here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want my money back.
You probably need that for stamps, right?
Hey, Phoebes, has Gary ever been shot at for real?
Yes, once. Yeah, a little. He kind of did it to himself. It's not really a good story.
I wonder how I'd react under fire, you know? And not backfire, but heavy fire. Like if I was in a war or something.
Man, I would be great in a war. I mean, I think I would make a fantastic military leader. I mean, I know I would make general before any of you guys.
Before or after you were shot by your own troops.
I know where Joey would be. He'd be down in the foxhole protecting all of us.
Yes, if the foxhole was lined with sandwiches.
Yeah, hero sandwiches.
Well, you all know that I am a pacifist, so I am not interested in war in any way. But you know what? When the revolution comes, I will have to destroy you all. Not you, Joey.